Hey, Adal, how was the show?
It was your friend.
My friend?
Robert Hurt.
Friendo.
Friendo.
He's been my friend for a long time.
Artist, renderer of the Spitzer Telescope, and super dork.
Oh, yes.
He is on board.
He was the founder of the Science Fiction Club at UCLA, of which I was one of the members.
1,000 years ago.
1,000 years ago, when he was a first-year grad student, and I was a freshman in college.
And he went on to get his PhD in astrophysicism.
Yep.
And he really likes Deep Space Nine.
He does.
That was his, that he was.
He loves all things Star Trek.
He loves all things Star Trek. He loves all things space.
Mm-hmm.
This is his third episode. But the Deep Space Nine thing was kind of great because he was talking about how dark it was and how it was a new darkness in the Star Trek universe.
That's right.
Because it was like, he had a great line about how, you know, essentially, Star Trek wants to sell you utopia. Mm-hmm. What if, and he didn't put it like this, but he was like, you know, Deep Space Nine is, what if somebody doesn't want to buy it?
Right.
What if they're genuinely full of hunger and rage and war and all these things that you're past?
That's right. That's right. I remember somebody telling me that they felt that Deep Space Nine was a metaphor for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
You know what? That might have been him, because he brought up Palestine.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, well, or any other genocidal,
the Balkans, or any of these places where the U.S. has gone in to try to broker some peace.
Right, Nazis and Armenians and the Sudan.
Well, but more specifically, where we've gone in.
Oh, okay.
Right, because that's the Federation. The Federation is the U.S. going in to try to broker some peace.
Was that what he meant?
Or Ireland and Northern Ireland.
And the British coming in? Did the British come in?
Well.
I mean, the British were there.
They were there already.
They were the bad
guys. But remember, Clinton was... has been largely touted for helping finally resolve the troubles in Ireland.
I'm focused on some real modern moments here. It's real hard for me to remember what Bill Clinton did in 92.
Yes. True.
But good for him. Glad he did it.
But you know.
I like it. But it was genuinely fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And
were there some good highlights?
There were some good highlights. There was a lot of, and then we talked about Discovery as well at the end.
Oh, yeah.
And he was talking about the sort of representation and how, you know, all through Star Trek, they've been trying to do representation.
Yeah,
they've been But for the first time, there was some sort of LGBTQ plus kind of representation in Discovery.
Oh, okay.
Remember the scientist who made the device, him and his husband?
Oh, yeah.
Because I told him we were in the first season. He was like, well, get on it.
Right. I'm sorry. You said Discovery, and for some reason I was thinking Voyager.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, no. You're absolutely right. I'm on board now, yes.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
And so that was a fascinating... I mean, the whole thing was great, and he could be on anytime he wants, quite honestly.
Oh, sure.
It's scheduling permitting, because there is a deep well that is yet to be...
He is
pull up some new water.
That's right. He's well dipped.
It's a great episode.